Welcome back. Later in the hour, in about a half an hour, a dramatic announcement on the future of Al Morgani at WIP. I am tired of getting emails on this. Al will give you clarity at the bottom of the hour if he indeed calls in as scheduled. But on the line with us is a man I now can announce is once again an all-pro. The best center in football on a 14-3 Eagles team, Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, how we doing?
Congratulations. What does it mean to you to be an all-pro again?
I don't know. I mean, it means you're still doing your job pretty well. And, this one in particular was voted on by the players and whatnot, so it obviously means a lot to get that respect from your peers and everything and to know what your reputation is across the league as being – you know, the best of your position. So I thought this PA one was pretty awesome.
All right, well, I got to know. You have played 12 seasons now in the NFL. You are the toughest critic there is of Jason Kelce. Was this one of your best seasons? Was it your best? How would you rate it?
That's really tough. I think physically I had a really, really good year. Been some mental things and... you know, we've had more penalties than we would have liked offensively, and I'm a part of that. So I think, I would say it's one of my best years. I think it just, throughout the course of your career, you have a lot of good years, and every year has ups and downs. And you think about, the guys next to you and the guys that you're playing with and how much easier they make your job in certain years. There's years where, quite frankly, we haven't played very well. And, my grade from other sources and whatnot might not be as good. But I've been really proud of the way I've played because of the circumstances that have arose and what I've done. So, I think at the end of the day, I don't get too caught up in, is this one of my best years? It's a little bit different than other positions. There's not really stats. And so I just kind of look at it as, did I do my job? Was I a good leader? Did I try my best? Did I keep guys going in the right direction? And, that's kind of how I assess whether I'm doing my job.
I have a couple of stats that might support your selection. You have allowed this season 0 sacks. 0 quarterback hits, 8 pressures, not a single pressure in the fourth quarter of all 17 games. You never miss a game. That is all pro, if anything is. Now I want to talk about your parents, Jason, because your brother Travis is also an all pro, the best tight end in football. And by our own research, no brother team has won all pro the same year twice. No brother team but you guys. So can I ask you, what are your parents saying about having two NFL players that are absolute elite? How proud of that?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them, I guess. We don't sit around asking them how, obviously they're proud. I think that I don't know that all pros and Super Bowls make them more proud, though, honestly. I think that they're proud of the people we are and the players and everything is only part of it, and they're certainly proud of the success we've had. But, I don't think that that's the pinnacle of how they judge Travis or I.
It's pretty awesome. I'll say this. The gene pool there is pretty strong. That's all I'm saying. Let's get on to what's going on with the Eagles right now, Jason. You won. You got the first seed, but a lot of people are going, wow, they were playing better a month ago. What do you see?
Yeah.
Are you past the point where you're playing your best football, and what do you think's going on here?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that obviously over the last 3 weeks, we've had, Gardner was playing, Jalen Hurts is down. That's a little bit different, even though I thought Gardner did a great job when he was called in. Jalen comes back this past week, and you know, I don't think, you know, it wasn't like we played bad. It just we weren't clicking the way we wanted to be clicking. And you know, I don't think we're past our best ball. I think that we can still obviously start playing really, 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 really good football and our best ball yet. You know, we're getting a lot of guys back healthy. We're going to continue to get reps this week and go out there and play a game next week. And I feel really good about where we're at. You know, we got a lot of talent. We have great coaches. We got a team right now that's hungry to improve and get better. And I look forward to proving that this next week.
All right, you're in the huddle with him. You're a team leader. Can you give us some sense for how much pain Jalen was dealing with on Sunday against the Giants?
You know, if he was in pain, he didn't make it known, which has been a shock. Yeah. I've had multiple times where I've played with the guy and he's come up after the game with some type of injury or whatnot. You never know. You know, he's not a guy that is going to wear that on his sleeve. He's not a guy that's going to wince or show anything to certainly the opposing team, but not to us either. He might say something, but you know, I knew he was in pain just because I knew that it was a short turnaround for that injury. So you know it's still going to be affecting him. But he wasn't making it apparent. You know, he's that kid's tough, and you know, he's not going to be out there, you know, kind of showing everybody that he's fighting through something.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if he obviously is a different player when he does not have the same freedom to run. Going into the game, Jason, you kind of knew he wasn't going to run the way he does when he's 100%. You guys knew that going in, right?
Well, we knew we weren't going to be running certain plays and stuff like that to put him in situations where you would have to. You know, Jalen can't. I mean, in the heat of the moment, he's going to do what makes him a special player and allows him to have success. So he's going to run a little bit, and he took off a couple of times, but for the most part, that was aimed to be limited.
Yeah.
In the game for sure.
I got you. All right, look, I don't expect you to identify this, but you know the whole city is trying to decide who we should root for this weekend because that'll determine who you guys are playing. In your mind, without releasing it, I don't want this on a bulletin board. Is there a team you have a preference to play?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, you kind of any team that you've already played, you have that level of like comfort in understanding them, knowing those opponents, knowing their team. But you know, I really do think that you know whoever we play next week is going to come down to how we play. I really think that that's where this team's at. This team is really, really talented and really, really good when we play our ball and when we don't, you know, create turnovers, we don't have penalties, we don't have these self-inflicted wounds as a group. You know, we're really, really, really good football team. We're 6-1 against winning teams in the NFL this year. I think as long as we take care of that other stuff, it doesn't really matter who we play, quite frankly. And I look forward to us preparing this week and making sure that we do take care of those little things.
I know how high your bar is. This is my last question, Jason. Anything less than a trip to the Super Bowl, would you consider that a failure this season?
I don't go into pass or fail. This isn't elementary school. That's the expectation, right? You expect to win these games and go there, and it would be. It would certainly be a letdown. It would certainly be, unfortunate to not go there. But, you know, this team's had a great season so far. I don't think it would be a failure in that harsh of a word. But I do think that the expectation is to go there, and that's what we would all be very disappointed if that was not the case.
Fair enough. I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate Travis, and I want to congratulate the whole Kelce family. What you guys have done is extraordinary, Jason. You should all be very proud of your accomplishment. And let's get on with the playoffs.